Good morning. Welcome to the program. My name is Charles Rose, and I work with the Church of Christ in Lincoln, Missouri. Our church building is located at the south edge of Lincoln on Highway 65, and we meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible studies, at 10:30 for worship, Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock, and Wednesday evenings at 7. We'd love to have you visit our services and worship God with us. We also offer free Bible studies you can take through the mail. To enroll in one of these, just drop a note requesting a free Bible study by mail to the Church of Christ, P.O. Box 137, Lincoln, Missouri, 65338. The Apostle Peter was one of the Lord's bravest and most vocal followers, and yet he denied the Lord three times, even with cursing and an oath. Peter was a great servant of Christ, but at that particular point in life, he had some growing to do spiritually. In his more mature years, Peter penned these words for us: "You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." That's 1 Peter 2, verse 5 and verse 9. We need to restore this teaching regarding the priesthood today. In general, we make very little application to this New Testament doctrine. We seldom talk about priests in the church today unless we just speak of other places or other things. Now, we may talk about various church members being a teacher or an elder in the church, a sacrificing servant. We may even talk about our preachers or the song leader, but unless we're speaking of the Catholics or a similar denomination, we may talk all day, and the thought of the role of a Christian as a priest would likely never come up. See, we don't have a real good picture of a priesthood in our minds. The word priest makes us think of those blood sacrifices that the priest offered under the Old Testament law of Moses. We don't like blood. We don't like burned meat. We think of those who wear their collars backward and they take confessions of sins from people, standing between those people and their God. In our minds, those religions have priests. But what about the church that we read about in the New Testament? What about the priest of the church today? Now, according to the Apostle Peter, who was inspired by the Holy Spirit in what he wrote, the priesthood of Christians is a scriptural truth that we must live. The concept of this priesthood can be understood. Now, it's not a set apart group of men who are separate and apart from all of the other members of the church. Old Testament priests were consecrated to God. They were set apart to do service for God. They were required to be clean, separate from all defilement, clothed in the priestly garments of holiness and righteousness. The priests of long ago went into God's presence on behalf of the people. They stood between the people and God. They could enter certain areas of the tabernacle or later when the temple was built, but the average people could not enter those certain areas. But as a priest of the royal priesthood, the Christian today has no one who stands between him or her and the Father. Christians, as priests, have direct access to the throne. Ephesians 2, verse 18 says, "For through him, that is through Jesus, We both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Priests of old served the people by offering their gifts before God. God has never allowed anyone but priests to offer sacrifices. As priests today, we do not offer up sacrifices of the bodies of animals. Rather, our sacrifices are to be our own bodies. Paul made this very clear in Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. No one offers sacrifices for us today. We must do our own sacrificing. We sacrifice through our studies, through our thinking, through our believing, through our obedience to Christ and serving Him. The New Testament concept of the priesthood can be applied to our daily lives. Being a priest has always required holiness. An unholy man could not be a priest, and neither can we be priests today if we're unholy. Remember Paul's words of Romans 12, verse 1. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. This priesthood concept can also be applied to our worship service. A priest worships. Sometimes folks sit and they think about a worship service that's just taken place, and they may think to themselves, oh, the preacher did a fine job. Or the song leader did much better than he usually does. Oh, and the prayer leaders, they led some very nice prayers. See, we act like spectators listening to someone perform in their songs and preach and pray, and we just evaluate their performance. However, priesthood requires action. Priesthood requires participation. My friends, your Bible says, therefore, by Him, that is Christ, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. That's Hebrews 13, verse 15 and 16. My friends, a critically important point needs to be made. In the book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62, we have a record of some who were claiming to be priests, but who were excluded or expelled because they did not meet the qualifications of the priesthood under the Old Testament law. We need to ask ourselves today, have I done all that Jesus, our great high priest, Hebrews 4, verse 14 and 15, has commanded? Am I fully qualified to even be called a Christian, let alone a priest of God? Is there any way that I could be disqualified as a priest? Am I truly serving as a priest according to God's inspired Bible? As priests, we must each one be personally, actively involved in the worship and in the Lord's work. Otherwise, we're unfaithful priests. We risk being eternally rejected. Come and serve God with a group of true priests, just as your Bible describes them. Let's follow Jesus, our great high priest. He'll take us to heaven. Come and visit us today. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.